crushing Bermuda. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Hurricane Fiona's Category 4 force winds whipping across Bermuda this morning.
Hurricane conditions over the island through the night into the early morning as the hurricane passes by just to its west.
So the National Hurricane Center says Bermuda is avoiding a direct landfall, but Fiona is forecast to strike Nova Scotia and Prince Edward Island by Saturday morning. President Biden has issued a federal disaster declaration to help Puerto Rico recover from the storm's impact last weekend. The president telling Puerto Rico's Governor Pedro Pierluisi,
"We'll do everything we can to meet the urgent needs you have, and we know they're real and they're significant. And we're there, and an old bad joke, I'm from the federal government, I'm here to help, but we really are."
The president says the federal government will pay 100% of the cost of debris removal for the next month. Alabama forced to halt the execution of convicted killer Alan Miller overnight, hours after the U.S. Supreme Court had cleared the way for it. The execution team had trouble finding a suitable vein to start the IV that would have been used for his lethal injection. 30 minutes before Miller's death warrant was to expire, they called off the attempt. Miller is back in his cell on death row. A new report says the amount of money stolen through fraudulent COVID-19 payroll protection claims is nearly three times higher than was thought previously.
The Labor Department's Inspector General says $45.6 billion was stolen from the country's unemployment insurance program using Social Security numbers obtained from dead people and prisoners. The extent of the damage far greater than first estimated over a year ago, which back then put the number at $16 billion stolen. And the amount of stolen cash could be even more. The IG report says, quote, "Despite the Office of Inspector General's continued efforts to identify potentially fraudulent payments to ineligible claimants, we continue to experience delays."
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Voting has begun in Russian annexation referendums in four areas of Ukraine held by Russian invaders.
Votes are being held in the Luhansk, Kherson, Zaporizhia, and Donetsk regions. The referendum, coordinated by Russian-backed separatists and expected to go the Kremlin's way. That outcome would give Russia the pretext to claim Ukrainian forces are attacking Russia. But Ukraine's Western allies are saying the vote is a sham. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the U.N. Security Council Thursday,
"We cannot, we will not allow President Putin to get away with it."
The vote continues through Tuesday of next week. All this is happening as Russia has seen serious losses in its invasion, and Vladimir Putin ordered the mobilization of potentially 300,000 reservists to the war. Till NATO, Fox News.
CEOs from the nation's largest banks testified to the Senate Banking Committee yesterday on their operating practices, their efforts to respond to the pandemic, including increased small business lending, mortgage payment deferment, and an eviction moratoria. The also waiving banking fees, they answered questions about federal spending and inflation fears as well. Boeing says it will pay nearly $200 million to settle civil charges by the Securities and Exchange Commission that had misled investors about its 737 MAX jetliner, which was grounded for 20 months after two fatal crashes overseas killed 346 people. Police in New Jersey investigating a gruesome death at a food processing plant.
There's grieving at beverage maker Lassan Pappas processing plant outside Philadelphia. The company reports employee Dale DeVille somehow became trapped in the kettle cooker and died. The 63-year-old's body was discovered in the machine. DeVille's death is not being treated as suspicious, but police said the investigation is ongoing. Spain. Lasan Pappas makes cranberry sauce and various juices, as well as teas.
Fox's Tom Graham. And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.